A new TV ad is one of the week's hot topics on the presidential campaign trail. It accuses Democratic nominee John Kerry of lying about his record in the Vietnam War. But there are questions about whether the ad is truthful and where the money came from to put it on the air. More from NPR's Peter Overby.
To demonstrate his leadership and toughness, John Kerry has surrounded himself with crew members from his days commanding a Swift boat, a small assault boat in the Mekong Delta 3 decades ago. The new ad comes from a political group called Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. They accuse Kerry of lying, not being honest, betrayal, dishonoring his country. 13 such attacks in 60 seconds. The litany starts this way.
I served with John Kerry.
I served with John Kerry.
John Kerry has not been honest about what happened in Vietnam.
But that last speaker, George Elliott, Kerry's former commander, has kicked up a controversy of his own. Elliott's main argument is that Kerry didn't deserve a Silver Star for which Elliott had recommended him. Elliott signed an affidavit to that effect. It's an essential document in a new book attacking Kerry's war record. This morning, the Boston Globe quoted Elliott as regretting that affidavit. He called it, quote, a terrible mistake. Was Elliott breaking ranks with Swift Boat Veterans for Truth? Absolutely not, says Mike Russell, a spokesman for the group. He says the Globe distorted what Elliott said.
He was misquoted in that piece. He is reaffirming his commitment and affiliation or alliance with Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. And this has not changed anything that the organization is doing.
It's hard to tell who wins and who loses in all of this back and forth. Kerry's campaign released a flood of information supporting his record. For starters, it notes that Elliott was with Kerry when similar questions came up in the 1996 Senate race. And of the surviving crewmen who actually served on Kerry's boat, all but one are on Kerry's side in this fight. Democratic lawyers are now warning TV stations that they consider the ad to be false and libelous. And then there's the question of where the ad came from. This morning on NPR's Morning Edition, Kerry asserted there's a direct connection between Swift Boat Veterans for Truth and President Bush.
It's funded by a very close friend of the president's. It's right-wing politics, attack politics.
But to the extent that the funders are known, they appear to be Bush sympathizers, but not friends. Of the money disclosed so far, 95% came from three Texans. Big donor number one is lawyer John O'Neill, a Navy veteran and a minor appointee in the Nixon administration. With encouragement from the Nixon White House, he debated Kerry on TV in 1971. Now he's a co-author of the new book, and he said he can't give interviews until the book comes out next week. Big donor number two is developer Harlan Crow, a trustee of George H.W. Bush's presidential library. And number three is home builder Bob J. Perry. Perry is so lavish with his political money that in the last round of Texas state elections, he put in nearly $4 million, more than double the total for the next closest donor. What Crow and Perry haven't done is take on high-visibility fundraising roles in the Bush campaign as so-called pioneers or rangers. Craig McDonald is with the watchdog group Texans for Public Justice.
Neither one is a pioneer or ranger, and they don't have much of a history of giving directly to Bush's gubernatorial campaigns. However, both of them have been very strong and continuing givers to Texans for Lawsuit Reform, which is a group of primarily business executives who pooled a whole bunch of money starting in 94, and really that PAC helped propel Bush into office.
It's all reminiscent of Campaign 2000, when two Bush allies ran an independent ad attacking presidential primary rival John McCain. Yesterday, Senator McCain told ABC News that the Swift Boat ad is dishonest and dishonorable.
I hope that the president will also condemn it.
Instead, White House spokesman Scott McClellan said neither side should be running negative, independently financed ads like this. In McClellan's words, the president thought he got rid of this kind of unregulated soft money when he signed the bipartisan campaign finance reforms. McClellan was referring to the law sponsored by McCain, a Republican who's endorsed President Bush, but inconveniently keeps defending John Kerry. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.